Welcome to Chant Notes, a weekly podcast of the Metropolitan Cantor Institute of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. This week we will talk about church services and music for the 7 days from Monday, January 18th, 2016, to Sunday, January 24th. We have just celebrated the Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee, the first of the four preparatory Sundays for the Great Fast, whose hymns are found in the liturgical book called the Triodion. Next Sunday, January 24th, will be the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. And with the celebration over the prodigal's return in mind, there is no fasting during the coming week. This is one of the so-called compact weeks on the church calendar, when meat may be eaten on any day of the week, including Wednesdays and Fridays. The others are Bright Week, from Pascha to Thomas Sunday, the week from Pentecost to the Sunday of All Saints, and the days from December 25th to January 4th, that is, from Christmas up to the Vigil of Theophany. This Wednesday, January 18th, is the feast of our venerable and God-bearing father, Euthemius the Great. As I mentioned last week, venerable, in Byzantine terminology, refers to a monk or a nun, and God-bearing means that the saint in question carried God in his heart. The Greek word for God-bearer, in this sense, is Theophoros, just as the word for Christ-bearer is Christophoros, or Christopher. Several saints were referred to as God-bearers, God-bearing fathers or God-bearing mothers, and this is one reason our church stopped using the same word to refer to the Mother of God when translating her title, Theotokos. Theotokos refers to a woman who carried God in pregnancy and gave birth to him, while Theophoros refers to someone who carries God to others in a spiritual manner. Saint Euthemius came from Armenia to Jerusalem in the 5th century, living in solitude, but eventually gathering a community of monks around him before he died in 473 AD. His feast is of vigil rank, that is, in monasteries it is celebrated with an all-night vigil. He was famed for his miracles, his cheerful steadfastness in monastic discipline, and his influence in convincing the monks of Palestine to accept the decrees of the Fourth Ecumenical Council in the year 451. The hymns at the Divine Liturgy for his feast can be found in the January volume of the MCI Byzantine Catholic Menaean. Here are the Troparion and the Kentakion for his feast. Joy to you, O barren wilderness! Rejoice, sterile desert that has never known the travail of birth! For your spouse has multiplied your children. He has planted them in devotion and piety, and made them grow in detachment for the sake of perfect virtue. Through his supplications, Christ our God, give peace to our lives. And then the Kentakion. Creation takes joy in your birth and memory. It is delighted with the abundance of your miracles. Enrich our souls from your treasures, O Father, and wash our defilements away, so that we can sing Alleluia. Since this is a major feast on the church's calendar, it would be particularly appropriate to use these hymns in honor of our venerable and God-bearing Father Euthemius at any weekday divine liturgy that is held on his feast day this coming Wednesday. If you don't have a copy of the Menaean, then use the hymns for a venerable saint on pages 376 and 377 of the Divine Liturgies books. In these hymns, you will fill in the saint's name where indicated. Be sure to practice it beforehand so that you can get the accentuation correct. For example, the common Troparion for a venerable saint goes like this.
In you, O Father, the divine image was strictly preserved. Taking up your cross, you followed Christ. You taught us by example how to spurn the flesh, for it passes away, and how to care for the soul, which is immortal. Therefore, O venerable Euthemius, your soul rejoices with the angels.
According to the church calendar, we are reading the readings of the Divine Liturgy for the 34th week after Pentecost. Now, the number of weeks between one Pascha and the next varies from year to year, but the Typikon always adjusts our readings, sometimes skipping or repeating a week's worth of readings, so that in these last weeks before the Great Fast, we are always reading the last few letters of the New Testament, alongside the Gospel of Mark. This week, we finish reading the second letter of St. Peter on Tuesday, and begin reading the letters of St. John the Apostle on Thursday. On Wednesday, the cycle is interrupted for the feast of St. Euthemius, whose epistle comes from the letter to the Hebrews. During most of the year, we are listening to the letters of St. Paul at the Divine Liturgy. In these final weeks before the Great Fast, we experience the pastoral letters of the other apostles, which follow Paul's writings in the New Testament. These letters are very short. Consider reading them privately if you don't attend weekday liturgies this week. On Saturday evening at Vespers, we begin singing Tone 2, with the Tone 2 hymns of the Resurrection, along with the Vespers hymns for the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. We will continue to sing Psalm 136, By the Rivers of Babylon, and the Penitential Stichira at the service of Matins. And then at the Divine Liturgy, we will sing the Sunday hymns in Tone 2, but replace the Kentuckian in Tone 2 with the Kentuckian of the Prodigal Son.
When you
This week is fairly quiet as our liturgy goes, so enjoy the fast-free period. Next week we will celebrate a major feast, and also the first All Souls Saturday, and see what happens to the calendar when these two collide, before arriving at the third pre-Lenten Sunday, the Sunday of meat-eating or meat fair. So please join me next Sunday for the next installment of Chant Notes. This has been Chant Notes, a weekly podcast of the Metropolitan Cantor Institute of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. Find out more at mci.archpitt.org.